Yes, okay. And if he's sick in his stomach and loses what he ate, he is?
He has vomited.
Okay. And usually when a person vomits, you say, he must be sick.
He must be sick or his stomach's upset because he lost all of his food.
Would you say he's sick at his stomach?
Sick at his stomach, yeah. People say sick to their stomach.
What people say then?
Sick to their stomach.
Yeah, but who says that?
Well, you know, I have heard the expression, yeah. I don't know who, but at the moment, but I've
heard
people
say. I heard it the other day. I forgot whether it was on TV or what.
They don't say sick at my stomach, sick to my stomach.
Doesn't sound right.
Doesn't quite make it right.
What about when a man is going with a woman or dating a woman, you might say they are?
Well, they're courting,
okay.
Or dating, we speak of it now, usually.
Okay. You ever hear the term sparking?
Sparking, yeah, that's an old term.
Okay.
When a man is sparking a girl.
Okay. If a woman refused to marry someone, if, you know, just all of a sudden they had been planning to marry and she changed her mind or something, you might say she...
Well, she rejected him.
Okay. You ever hear anybody say she turned him down?
Turned him down.
Okay. If she accepts his proposal and doesn't turn him down, then they will get
married.
Okay. And in a wedding, you normally have what people involved other than the bride and groom?
Well, if you have a sort of a formal wedding, you would have the best man and the bridesmaid. And maid of honor, and of course bridesmaids can be plural,
okay.
As well as the men.
You ever hear a noisy serenade after a wedding or anything?
Yeah, quite often.
Well, what do they call that?
Well, the serenading them are, I believe they speak of it as serenading them.
Okay.
Maybe razzing or hazing or something like that. That's done quite a bit.
Okay. What about if a person is visiting in town and is staying with a family named Brown, and somebody might say, well, where is John? And you say, oh, well, he's staying...
with the Browns.
Okay, would you say staying over at the Browns?
He's staying with the Browns would be... or over at the Browns, I guess, would be the same.
Would you say... if you went to Nashville, would you say we went up to Nashville?
We went to Nashville.
Yeah, but would you ever say?
Well, sometimes we say down, but then usually just went to Nashville because it isn't necessarily down,
okay.
Nor up either.
Talking about talking in a kind of a depreciative way about a group of people, you say, well, I don't care anything for that.
That particular group.
Okay, would you ever say that whole bunch?
Whole bunch, yes.
An event that they have at the school sometimes, or it doesn't have to be a school, anything, they might have it out at the country club where they have a band and people dance.
Mm-hmm.
Would you call it?
You call it a dance.
Okay. If a person didn't go to class, you'd say, well, he didn't feel like going yesterday, so he...
Either cut the class or played hooky, either one.
Okay. In a schoolroom, the students sit at what?
Sit at their desk.
Okay, and the teacher has a
desk or a table.
Okay. You go to school to get a...
education.
Okay, and after you leave high school, you go to...
college.
Okay. What about the phrase, first class?
First class?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you usually think of first class, anything that you go, travel an airplane first class, or... going first class to a place of entertainment or anything like that. In other words, we usually say it doesn't cost much more to go first class,
okay.
You know.
Where is it that you go to check books out if you want to read?
Library.